Trading Club Update, Week 13. Welcome to this audio issue of Trading Club, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. We are publishing our normal weekly update one day early as the Porter & Company offices will be closed tomorrow for Good Friday. The value of the Trading Club tracking portfolio settled at $126,608 as of Wednesday, April 1, up 26.6% since our May 30 launch. See the detailed portfolio snapshot below. We made the following trades on Tuesday, March 31, following our recommendations on Monday, March 30. Cash secured put sales sold to open 2 Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, $48 cash secured puts, expiring June 18, 2026, at $3.29 per share, sold to open 2 Waterbridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, $30 cash secured puts, expiring June 18, 2026, at $4.17 per share, placed a limit to sell to open 2 Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, $35 cash secured puts at $3 per share. Note, the price of this option was below our sell down to price of $3, so we have placed a good until canceled limit order for this trade. Call purchases bought to open 10 Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE, WET, $25 calls, expiring January 15, 2027, at $2.40 per share bought to open 1 Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, $80 call, expiring June 18, 2026, at $3.84 per share. Covered calls sold to open 1 Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, $90 covered call, expiring June 18, 2026, at $2.75 per share sold to open 1 Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, $175 covered call, expiring June 18, 2026, at $5.99 per share sold to open 1 Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, $40 covered call, expiring June 18, 2026, at $2.33 per share. In today's update, we address the central theme dominating the financial market, the shifting prospects between peace and escalation in the Iran conflict. We also provide more details on our latest recommendation of Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, calls. Actions over words: commodities prices plunged and stocks soared earlier this week on optimism about an imminent resolution in the Iran conflict, fueled by a flurry of positive announcements from U.S. President Donald Trump. But then, in a national address last night, President Trump indicated that the conflict would likely last at least another 2 to 3 weeks. In overnight trading, oil prices jumped 10% while stock futures fell. The market will likely continue to be dominated by these back-and-forth moves between commodities and stock prices, based on shifting expectations between the prospects of peace versus escalation in Iran. As much as we'd love a resolution of the Iran war, actions speak louder than words, and the latest actions of the U.S. military point toward escalation. The U.S. recently deployed a 3rd aircraft carrier into the Middle East, the USS George H.W. Bush, and it doubled the number of A-10 Thunderbolt attack aircrafts, commonly called the Warthog, en route to the region. Notably, the A-10 is purpose-built for providing air support of ground troops, and this lines up with a significant buildup of troops that signals a ground invasion of Iran. Over the past week, the 82nd Airborne and the 2 Marine Amphibious Assault Groups have begun trickling into the region. There will soon be more than 50,000 U.S. military personnel deployed across the Middle East, the largest U.S. troop concentration there since the 2003 Iraq invasion. A ground invasion would set the stage for a prolonged conflict that goes well beyond the 2 to 3 week timeline that President Trump announced last night. Meanwhile, even if the U.S. and Israel sincerely pushed for a peace deal, we have to consider the Iranian perspective. The leadership of Iran continues indicating that they're not yet ready to negotiate a peace deal or reopen the Strait of Hormuz. In a speech yesterday, Ali Nigzad, the vice speaker, deputy president, of the Iranian parliament, explicitly denied that any direct negotiations with the U.S. were even taking place. He also stated that the Strait of Hormuz would not open until Iran achieved retribution for the assassination of the country's supreme leader. And the Iranians' actions match their words. The country has recently ramped up the scope of their attacks, particularly against Israel. Israel's Channel 14 reported yesterday that Israel is currently facing the largest continuous Iranian missile attacks in 3 weeks. At the same time, political leaders around the world are bracing for a prolonged conflict. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese delivered a rare national address yesterday, stating that the months ahead may not be easy due to the fallout from the Iran conflict. He urged citizens to conserve fuel by using public transport and carpooling. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer echoed similar sentiments. Speaking on the war's long-term effects, Starmer noted that, "It is now clear that the impact of this war will affect the future of our country. I do have to level with people on this. This will not be easy. These leaders realize the same basic idea we've said for weeks. Time is the enemy here. The oil in transit inventory from cargo ships that left the Strait of Hormuz before the war broke out will run out for every region across the globe in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Given the inherent uncertainty of the geopolitical outlook, we remain open to all possibilities, including an imminent peace deal that restores global energy flows. But for now, we see no sign of the war ending anytime soon. So we're willing to look beyond the day-to-day price volatility and maintain our significant exposure to commodities until we see a reason to change our outlook." Next, let's review the newest position we introduced in Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, as a substitute for those who could not participate in the wheat trade. Revisiting the Nutrien trade. Headquartered in Saskatchewan, Canada, Nutrien, NYSE, NTR, is the world's largest producer of potash fertilizer and the second largest producer of nitrogen fertilizer. It also owns the largest fertilizer retail network in the world, by a wide margin, with over 2,000 retail locations across North America, South America, and Australia. The retail segment is the largest part of the business, making up 70% of total revenue. The remainder is split across three categories of fertilizer production, including nitrogen-based products, 18% of revenue, potash, 12% of revenue, and phosphates, 4% of revenue. By owning both the production facilities that produce fertilizer and the retail outlets that sell it, Nutrien is the world's largest fully vertically integrated agriculture business. And the strength of this model shows up during supply shortages, like we have today. With 40% of nitrogen-based fertilizer shipments bottled up in the Strait of Hormuz, farmers in certain locations are suddenly finding that supply isn't available at any price. That's because many standalone retailers don't have access to guaranteed supply directly from a production plant. But Nutrien does. In an acute shortage situation, farmers flock toward retailers like Nutrien that can guarantee supply. The last time we saw a similar shortage and spike in fertilizer prices that favored North American producers like Nutrien was in 2022, when Russian supplies were briefly disrupted following the conflict with Ukraine. That year, Nutrien generated a record $7.1 billion in earnings, sending its share price to an all-time high of $117. We believe today's supply crisis could ultimately become worse than 2022. And yet, just as with wheat prices that we detailed in Tuesday's issue, the market has yet to bake this scenario into its outlook. Nutrien shares are up a modest 20% so far this year, trading at around $75. This matches the consensus earnings outlook among Wall Street analysts, which call for the company to earn just $2.5 billion this year, up about 20% from the $2.1 billion it earned last year. We think these estimates are far too low, and so is the share price. Nutrien is positioned to take significant market share from its global competitors that are facing skyrocketing input costs from higher global gas prices, the key feedstock used for nitrogen-based fertilizers. Nutrien's North American production plants are buying gas for rock-bottom prices of $2.50 to $3 per 1,000 cubic feet, MCF, versus $20 per MCF for those sourcing LNG feed gas. This should translate into an earnings windfall, as Nutrien captures inflated prices for its fertilizer products, while its input costs remain lower. Next, let's address a few recent questions we've received from subscribers on this trade. The first question is regarding whether we're recommending both trades for subscribers who are able to buy the calls in the Tucrium Wheat Fund, NYSE. WET we first recommended. Since I was able to buy the 10 WET calls, do you recommend also buying the 4 NTR calls, which were suggested for those who were unable to buy the WET calls? Our recommendation is to purchase one or the other of these positions. We view both trades as a similar expression of our bullish view on the agriculture market. So buying both positions is effectively doubling up the exposure to the same general idea. As always, when it comes to allocating your personal capital, this is ultimately a decision that each individual must make for themselves. But in our view, we want to limit our total exposure to any particular theme, particularly when buying call options, given the risk that these positions can go to zero. We did purchase a single contract of the NTR calls, only to provide a tracking position that we can follow and update along with other subscribers who may have taken this position. Next up is a question regarding the length of the call option contract for the Nutrien trade. Normally, the call options you recommend are long dated. I see the Nutrien calls only go out to June. Was this intentional? Yes, it was intentional to have short dated Nutrien call options that only go out to June. The reason is because, unlike the wheat supply crisis that might take several months to become apparent, today's fertilizer supply crisis is here. Fertilizer prices around the globe have already traded up toward or above previous highs, and these higher prices should begin showing up in Nutrien's next quarterly financial report on May 7th. Given that long-dated options contain more time value in their prices, if we identify a situation where there's a clear near-term catalyst, short-dated options make more sense than longer-dated options. And this happens to be one of those cases. Next, we provide a detailed look at our current portfolio holdings. Portfolio overview. The table below shows all current holdings as of the close of trading on April 1st. A few notes on how to read and interpret this portfolio table. Please pay special attention to the action column, where we specify whether each trade is a buy or sell to open transaction. Next, the position size for each trade is equal to the current value of the position, with the exception of the cash secured puts. In the case of the cash secured puts, we define the position size as the total value of our future commitment to purchase 100 shares for each contract. This number is calculated as follows. Position size equals number of contracts x 100 x put strike price. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. For example, in the case of the Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, $20 puts, the position size equals 4 by 100 x $20 equals $8,000. We use this number because it accurately reflects our total capital commitment, and thus our total risk exposure on the trade. As a reminder, we don't currently recommend placing the Cellebrite put trade if you don't already have a position. Instead, we recommend gaining the equivalent exposure by simply purchasing 400 shares. To see the current profit/loss across each open position and other details, please see the live snapshot of our tracking portfolio at the end of this update. Next, the links below will take you to each of the original recommendations in the current portfolio, including the 5 call contracts in shares of British American Tobacco, NYSE, BTI, which we covered in our inaugural trade series, here, and in a video recorded on May 30th, which can be found here. The June 2nd Triple Flag Precious Metals, NYSE, TFPM, recommendation can be found here. The July 24th recommendation of Philip Morris International, NYSE, PM, trades can be found here. The September 24th recommendation of Cellebrite DI, NASDAQ, CLBT, can be found here. The January 21st recommendation of EQT, NYSE, EQT, calls can be found here. The Booz Allen Hamilton, NYSE, BAH, and Celsius Holdings, NASDAQ, sell, recommendations were published as part of our trade series on Thursday, December 4th, which can be found here. The January 23rd recommendation of Figma, NYSE, FFE can be found here. We created a special report called the AI Halo that includes the research for LandBridge, NYSE, WaterBridge Infrastructure, NYSE, WBI, and Viper Energy, NASDAQ, Vonum, which can be found here. We created a special report detailing how the Invesco QQQ ETF, NASDAQ, QQQ, put option trade works, which can be found here. If you have any questions or feedback, the Trading Club forum is the best chance to get a quick response from our team. As always, feel free to email us with any questions or feedback at mailbag@portrancompanyresearch.com. Good investing, Ross Hendricks, Porter & Company. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. In addition to this issue, you should check out our top 3 best buys, where we highlight 3 current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the top 3 best buys under the Best Buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.